to this freaking podcast.
Yeah, I was half expecting to come with like an iced coffee, huge oversized sunglasses. Like, so sorry, that's my agent. Hey, what's up, everybody?
A little dog, yeah, like, yeah. And a man purse.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, guys.
An assistant.
Train delay. I'm not used to that.
How do you guys do it?
I don't even know how you live here.
There's so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You have like an agent with scripts behind you.
Yeah, just like fumbling. They're all like going into the street.
Garfield 2, are you sure you don't want to read it?
Pass.
Damn, Jeremiah got really successful in the time between since I played pool with
him
2 months ago.
Podcasting, so weird.
Oh my god.
Yeah, hey man, that's
a
new
gold mine. Yeah,
that's a new that's a new gold mine, man.
Yeah,
I'm trying to make that Andrew Schultz money.
Yeah, I'm trying to get. I don't know. I also want to announce something for the fans. You can tell maybe by my facial scarring and bruising. I am now past the mothership. I got jumped in at the mothership. They jumped me in. So now I can do spots when I go to town there.
Good for you, Wolfgang. You had that cooking, didn't you?
I was just, not that, but I've just been thinking a lot because I was out there and I did the mic.
Yeah.
And I like spent like 10 minutes just like smoking weed out front and just watching the door guys like uninterrupted shadow box for like 10 minutes straight.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome, but Thank you.
Have you done that yet, Jeremiah? You did like Kill Tony and stuff there, right?
We did like a Kill Tony there, and then I judged like a roast battle there, and then supposed to go back there next month. We're doing some Dr. Phil lives.
Oh,
there.
Nice! That's awesome.
Yeah. So it should be fun.
That's Adam Ray, right?
Yep,
he does that character like perfectly.
It's he's a great voice.
I cannot believe. I thought it was actually him. Like for the first like clip I saw,
dude. Multiple people have been confused and they're like, it's funny, but like, why is Dr. Phil doing comedy now?
I was like,
they're like lost.
I was like, Dr. Phil's
do whatever
really
you want in retirement.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, that Scary Movie 3 fucking practice probably got him.
Was Adam Ray in Scary Movie 3?
No, Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr.
Was.
Phil,
with Shaq in the beginning.
Well, he went face to face with the Cash Me Outside, How About That Girl?
He did.
And that was.
Yeah. He made her.
That put her on the map, yeah.
Yeah, he made that bitch famous.
She's having a kid now, a bad baby.
Mm. She's having a bad baby. There we go.
Yeah. All right, Jinx.
Yeah, you owe me another girl iced coffee.
Yeah, I'll get another girl iced coffee.
What's your guy's order, Duncan?
I actually experimented. I got cold foam. I never do cold foam. And then she was like, with whole milk? And I was like, all right, if you insist.
If you insist.
How about you? What's your coffee? You know what I miss? The bean, I call it. The coffee bean. That was a good LA spot. Yeah.
Yeah? They don't have many coffee beans out here in
New York?
There's
no coffee beans out
really?
Here. No beans.
I didn't know that.
They have the bean.
They don't have beans in New York.
They don't have beans.
we only have Dunkin' Donuts where the most like racist South Asian people and racist black people go at it with each other.
Wolfgang's half Indian. Just so you know.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. My mom is Indian.
So what is the story behind you being named Wolfgang?
Oh yeah. My dad wanted to name me Wolfgang. My mom said no, that's stupid. We're not gonna do that. But then my mom had a very difficult time giving birth to me, so she was on a lot of morphine, and my dad was kind of like, "Can I see that birth certificate real quick?"
Oh no! Holy shit!
And just signed it in. And
your dad is a libertarian.
Yeah, dude. Libertarian dad, Asian mom, classic combination.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ballsy move right there.
I know that's a
forever choice.
Yeah. Honey, you said yes when you're on the morphine.
Yeah,
you don't remember?
He turned his firstborn son into a tattoo, basically.
That is very sneaky.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a sneaky white.
Yeah, it's very...
Wolfgang, that's a big swing of a name,
they know how
too.
To play the game, those whites. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's worked out for me. I mean,
it is a cool name.
It bought me a lot of undeserved credit with black people growing up.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Because Tyler the Creator was popping off like when I was in high school,
Odd Future
middle
Wolfgang.
School. So Odd Future Wolfgang, Kill 'Em All, and like they're like, "Oh, dude, you like Tyler the Creator?" Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, I'm something of a Tyler the Creator."
I'm an indie underground hip hop kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm Tyler the Creator. I have sex with men. But yeah,
I saw him in LA once. He had a big head. That's all I remember. He was skateboarding by the Cantors.
That was the same when I met Dealey in real life.
They say a lot of stars have big heads.
They do.
Yeah, like, that's a thing.
Physically.
Yeah. I guess it looks good on camera.
That's what I heard. I smell a sitcom. Oh, you too.
Oh my God.
LA guys, they know what looks good on camera.
Wolfgang and Puppy Paws.
Yeah.
Man, how is it out there? I'm visiting next month, Los Angeles.
Good. Yeah. No complaints.
I'm judging the roast battle. for the first time in the Comedy Store.
Heck
I'm
yeah.
so excited.
Yeah, that'd
be it feels
fun,
like a
man.
Full circle.
Dude, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you're so great at that format. It makes total sense.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to love when you guys did the fucking wave when in that belly room. That always I was amazed at how quickly you guys came up with those bits after we like
we might be doing a little reunion soon or something.
Maybe there's a streamer with a big festival.
There might be. We cannot disclose information at this time.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say what it is. I'm not going to tell you. It's Netflix. It's the Netflix festival.
I'll tell you what. It's not JFL this year. It's not that one.
This is the first time I'm hearing about it. They have a festival? Wow, I've never heard about this before.
Ask for laughs. Nobody's laughing anymore. Nobody's laughing. That's what they say. New faces, more like old faces.
They said I was too funny to do it. That's why they didn't answer my email. JFL didn't read my tape and they closed.
The disgusting Justin Trudeau wouldn't let me do it. He wouldn't let me do it.
I just wanted to do a little 5-minute set and they indicted me.
I had a really tight set and they indicted me.
And now they're bankrupt.
And now they're bankrupt. But it's a fraud on me.
How is the LA comedy scene? I've never been.
It's good.
Jeremiah is one of the very, very few people I saw work his way from the ground up and like have success with that.
That's hard to
do. Like, we were doing the same mics when I think we like moved there around the same time. And you were like good at like.
In like 2010.
Oh,
like,
that was a few years after you. I came in 2013.
Yeah, yeah. I moved there in 2009, started doing stand up there in beginning of 2010. Which is crazy that, yeah, this is year 14.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez. Going through puberty.
But, we used to hit a lot of the same mics.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to see
each other.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And we were the two guys who were really high energy, and the rest of the open micers just looked at their notes like, why is this guy yelling?
It's always interesting at open mics when comics don't give any energy. I'm like, well, you're going to give some energy at shows. Like, yeah. I know you're a lower energy comic, but you're not going to give anything. It's just weird to me.
It's a coolness thing. They don't want to, like, commit.
Try?
Yeah, because they don't want to look like they're, they don't want to do what, you know, we kind of, like, pushed through, which was just, like,
I mean, big swings.
And then just,
yeah,
like,
big
comics.
Big swing, big misses. Why not?
Well, that's how you get better, you know?
Yeah.
It's what. I mean, you know, it's like everything comics do. They're being dickheads out of fear. You know what I mean?
I think I remember I said something like this at an alt mic once because I used to do alt mics and I'd bomb there because I'd be trying.
So did I.
And I did this like big act out and afterwards I was like, do you guys not like performance? Like I was so mad I got nothing.
That's
it literally
awesome.
Got nothing.
That's so good. I've wanted to say that many a time.
I mean, I'm just like, what are we? Come on, guys.
No, they want to see a guy who's like, this is fucking stupid.
I have said a what do you people want from me like several times.
Yeah, hey, man.
I'm going to start saying and scene. All right, that's my time,
oh, no,
everybody.
You should like have a bad set and just be like, check, please.
Check, please. Housekeeping.
I used to do this bit. It's so inside baseball that like that's why I would never do it at like actual shows, but I do it at mics. I was like, dude, like improvisers have the luxury of doing a scene that doesn't go well, and then they just run across the stage. And
oh
then,
yes,
so
absolutely.
I would do a joke, and then it wouldn't do well, and then I'd just run across.
That's
the
good.
Stage.
I think that's a good bit.
It's I don't know. I think it's so inside baseball. Maybe
is.
I could spell it out to the audience.
The problem is most normal people have never been to an improv show.
That's the thing.
And why would you?
Right.
You
know? It's like, so inside it's, of that community. Yeah. Like I mean, I used to do it at like Iowa West and those improv theaters.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They would rush, but
I'm sure.
Yeah, silly.
They do that in black comedy too, like in Def Jam.
Oh yeah,
the run around thing when the joke's really good.
Mostly magic shows.
Yeah, magic shows too.
That's when it goes well. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
right.
When it goes well. Yeah.
White people run across the room when it's going badly. Black people do it when it's going really, good. Really good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How different we are.
Yeah.
I've been doing this thing where like I'll have the host bring me up is like this next guy has wants you to know he has 2,000 followers. Give it up for
that's
Wolfgang
really funny.
There.
I used to go and now that I actually have a podcast, I don't, but I used to say say I've been a guest on over 3 podcasts.
That's good.
And then your audience is like, what?
Yeah, one time those was like, I was like, you mean 4?
Yeah.
I was like, that's the bit.
I like the spaces you guys are in, though.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. This is actually, have you not been here before?
Uh-uh.
They actually do stand up here. It's great.
Yeah, they've had List here a couple
Joe
times.
Joe List comes here all the time.
Mark Norman. Stav came the other month. Shane did it before he left.
It's like a really, once like the stage is set up and every, like they're setting it up for the podcast for us, but like usually there's a stage and chairs and it's like,
nice. And sometimes they have quinceañeras here.
Yeah. And then it's like, we rented out like an Asian birthday party to this weekend. And they're like, I maybe I shouldn't say this, but he was like, you know, the Asians are the best at cleaning up after themselves. So I was like, that checks out.
Respect. Yeah. Respectful.
They are. They are very, look, they're trains. True. Have you seen Japanese trains? They're so nice.
Yeah. Oh, they're like pristine. The bullet trains and all this stuff?
Yeah, well, even on the subway, everyone's like keeping to themselves.
Yeah, there's got to be like a horror movie in Japan where it's just a guy taking like a train in New York on vacation.
That's funny.
That's like the whole point of the movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, there are children in the conductor's boxes. They're making ooh noises.
Yeah, he has to.
He's Asian. He can do it.
He can do it. He's a lot. South Asian.
He's South Asian, Pacific Islander, one of those browns. I don't know.
Well, there's a weird economy of South Asians can do the Asian comedy festivals, but then they call their festivals South Asian, so the Pan Asians can't do it. It's a little bit of a have your cake and eating it too.
This is me taking a dump. That's why it sounds a little different.
It's a little different. Hey, have her cake and eat it too, much like Rosie O'Donnell. She's a big fat pig. I can't believe how long that Rosie O'Donnell feud has been, by the way, because he like slammed her during that presidential debate. You remember? He was like, Megyn Kelly was like,
he holds grudges, man.
Nerd rage is powerful.
I watched an old SNL from like 2002 that he was in, and he was like, Rosie O'Donnell sucks. And I was like, that's a decades long feud, and how much life.
That's my like theory. Like, I have a long working theory that he's actually secretly a gay man because he's only had sex with like 10 out of 10 models. Uh-huh. He like does woman affectations when he talks. Like, yeah. I do like
he
a
loves
bit
decorating.
About it. Loves decorating. But that's another thing is that like he has like a age long blood feud with a lesbian. Classic.
That
gay
is
guy
very
trait.
Gay. That is that's good. Super. That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. He will, and he always tweets about the Oscars every year.
Oh my God.
Which is very
yeah.
gay.
Yeah. But the talking in second person thing, too, is really
We're
all here.
We're like, all here. Yeah.
We're mad fun. Right now. We're all upset.
Yeah. He dances like, no, at the upset. End of his. He's the only presidential candidate that dances at the end of his fucking rallies.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he has too much. Yeah. But, you know, he's got the unbeatable Riz. He's checked in at the Riz Carlton forever.
The Riz Carlton. So, Jeremiah. You have one kid, right? Or do you have a second one?
I have two.
Two, yeah.
Dropped two out there.
That's what I thought, yeah. So how old's the second one now?
He's going to be one in June.
Wow, oh, man.
Fuck, time flies so fast.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because I remember when you're going to drop that album. Yeah. It feels like yesterday.
I know, dude.
How's that going?
Good. We just, it's just got a re-release on Sirius XM. We're putting out the album and,
that's awesome.
Get a little residues.
It's called Daddy. I'm wearing the shirt right now.
Oh, nice. Call him Daddy, everybody.
Call him Daddy.
That's a new podcast on Barstool.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere else our fans can check that?
It's a special on YouTube. It got re-released through 800 pound, gorilla.
Rosie O'Donnell's an 800 pound gorilla. That's what we say.
But yeah, it's online. It's SiriusXM, different places, and
that's awesome, man.
Dude, I have a story that's fresh, hot off from last night.
I'm excited.
Yeah, let's
was it Lewis? What did Lewis do?
No, it wasn't Lewis. Damn. It wasn't Lewis. Last night at Gotham, I'm doing a guest set there, and they start getting like. You know, like when the staff starts getting flustered, like you know that somebody's going to be coming in or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
They're like, okay, so everybody's getting their time cut like a little bit. They're running over to all the comics. Right? Everybody's just, like shrinking their sets a little bit. I'm like, okay.
Damn.
And then as I'm walking to the stage, I look over and Seinfeld's in the lobby.
No way.
Yeah. And I look at the host. I go, yo, am I still going on or like what's happening? He goes, you're going on. I'm like, okay. Like he wasn't ready to go on yet.
Wow.
So I go on and I have a good set and I get off and Seinfeld's in the wings waiting to go up.
Uh-huh.
And he leans in, he goes, very funny set.
Really?
Yeah, he goes, very funny. I really liked your Patrick Mahomes voice in that joke.
Oh, do you do Patrick Mahomes?
I do a Patrick
That's
Mahomes.
That's great,
impression.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a little bit more like this.
It's a little more like this, yeah. It's Kermit with a little accent on it.
Got a little stank on it.
A little stank on it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. So he liked, I've been doing this bit about Patrick Mahomes and he liked
that's
the joke.
That's great.
So I was like,
dude, that's,
it was cool.
That's
it was
the
like
apex of comedy. That's like the best it gets, probably.
It was
I
dope.
Assume,
I mean, I like it,
I can't
as far
imagine.
As like it was a cool moment. And Renan, he was off on the side. Yeah. He goes, you just got the seal of approval from Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh my God, Renan.
It was so cool.
He's like, I love Renan, but that's, he's like a little Harvey Weinstein sometimes.
Yeah,
just like,
you have to go like,
that's showbiz, baby. You did it.
Thanks, Renan. I really appreciate that. Thanks, man. That means a lot.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, if he saw my stuff, maybe he'd like, you know, he liked my smarter stuff, maybe, but, you know, good for you.
That's a pretty good impression.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, yeah. Renan's very talented.
Yeah, he's great. I think he just dropped in a special recently.
Yeah, I saw him run it.
Oh, no, he just shot it. He just shot the special. I was talking about it.
I saw him run the hour in Chicago. It was very, very good. Very, very, a lot of jokes. I go, fuck, I wish I wrote that.
I watched all his, I actually met him for the first time last night. I was like, hey, dude, I want to introduce myself. I see your clips. I think you're funny, but I don't think we've, like, met, you know?
Oh, cool, yeah. 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 Yeah, it's a bit of a letdown after you've seen the clips, because the clips are great, but then you meet Renan, and I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Oh, fuck. One time I was talking to Renan in, like, a circle.
That'd have been perfect.
And he was like,
you just spilled
yeah, you
coffee.
Do like you do like voices, right? And I was like, yeah. And then he's like what kind? Like what, Adam Sandler? Do Adam Sandler right now. And I was like, I did it. And he just stared at me and was like, okay. Like, I was like, why'd you make me do that?
Oh, dude, he alpha'd you.
He alpha'd me as fuck.
He gave you a command and you immediately followed through.
I know. He was like, jump. And then he just was like, okay, I see what you do. But not like a, okay, that sucks. Just like, okay, I get it. Like, okay, I compute.
Impressions is one of those weird things, though, in general, where it's really difficult, I think, to do them for one-on-one.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
There's a high chance you're gonna get a response like that. Like,
for sure.
Oh, cool. Like, and it's not fulfilling either. Because like, if somebody's asking you to do it, like if they don't praise you afterwards, then you're in your head. You're like, oh,
that
what
suck.
The like, you know what I mean? So it's one of those weird like right away because everybody with impressions, everybody thinks that they know exactly what that person sounds like to them.
Yeah.
Have you ever
that's
done
a good
one?
Point. That's a good point.
Because everybody hears it differently.
Have you guys ever done one where like...
Or you're cutting me off.
I'm sorry. Maybe we're both it's a thing
thank
I tend
you
to do
for calling him out on that.
Well,
that's his catchphrase. It's just cutting people off.
Well, I was just going to ask you follow-up questions. Have you ever done it for someone? And it's like an impression you feel like you have down, but then they're like, it's not there yet.
Kind of. They don't say that, but it's definitely more like kind of like a... Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Like where it's like, well, why'd you ask me to do it?
That's literally exactly like Renan. Yeah, that's like exactly.
But I think that's a weird, I think that's just a thing in general if you do voices.
What are your ringers? Like what are your best ones? I saw you close with some bangers at Rooster Teeth Feathers.
The bits I've been doing lately on stage in this new hour I'm working on, Statham, Patrick Mahomes.
I saw the Statham. That was great. That was fantastic.
That's a fun one.
Wait, Jason Statham?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sick. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about? We can talk about anything, mate. I'm going to draw a really fast call. Never mind. If he's going to try to do all these impressions right after I do the ones
I'm trying to do. He was impressed by you, so he wanted to imitate you, much like...
I guess so.
It's the sincerest form of flattery.
I mean, I guess, but...
Now you're sort of doing the same thing I was doing.
This guy just keeps trying to cut me off over here. Maybe so. I don't know if I like this guy.
I'm a driver.
No, I'm trying to cut you off on more.
Never
met
a wolf gang I liked.
How many wolf gangs have you met?
Enough to know I don't like you.
You're the first one. You're the first one, and it's been a big miss.
Well, hey, I'm going to do The Rock now, since you're doing Statham. How dare you big dog me?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw.
This remake is odd.
Yeah. And I'm Peter.
Buy my tequila.
Yeah, Peter Griffin.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm Peter.
Yeah. Ow, Peter.
Ow, Peter.
Peter.
I'm Peter. That's my new thing when, I don't know, it's just a funny bailout anytime.
You still a Family Guy.
Well, even that.
Somebody else does an impression.
Or people like riffing.
I don't know.
Or people like riffing, and I just love like doing the complete anti yes, and it'd be like, and I'm here, and I'm paid.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Yeah, exactly.
Right. Just, I love bringing scenes to a screeching halt by saying, like, I'm paid.
Sorry, guys, that joke's for me.
Yeah.
We gotta get the drunks. We gotta get the car. We gotta go as fast as we can. All right.
But I have to admit something. I don't know how to drive, and I don't like crime. I just wanted to hang out with you.
You don't have your license. What are you doing?
I just wanted you to impress you because you're big and strong.
Peter, the only thing you need to impress is the guy that's in right here.
Thank you. Who's that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Thank you, Coach Carter. From movie Coach Carter.
I was trying to do the Rock, and then I realized I don't know how he talks.
Sounds like a Southern football coach.
Well, listen here, you some bitch. I'm going to do Stone Cold Steve Austin.
There we go. Dad, I can hear you.
All right.
All right, we're getting somewhere.
There we go. We're just three big, strong guys, right, guys?
Real strength is being able to share your feelings with your friends and apologize when you cut a good new friend off. Sorry about that, Jeremiah. It's a force of habit. Sometimes I have to bring Robbie's voices to a screeching halt.
Sometimes you have Stone Cold Steve autism.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have Stone Cold racism by silencing POC voices like your South Asian friend.
I'm a POC, a PETA of cartoon.
And that's for nobody, folks.
And, all right, I'm going to run and across the room.
Yeah. We all say, set down the headphones and run across the podcast.
All right, can we get a suggestion?
Maybe we just change the seating alignment.
That would be funny to do an improv show. That I'm thinking, like, we do an improv show that is like, oh, I heard Peter. And they're like, no, I said cafe. Peter Griffin. Okay, let's go.
The most critical one, which I understand why people are critical of this one, is when they hear that I voiced the Joker on Cartoon Network for a little bit.
Dude, that's so good at the Harley Quinn thing, right?
Yeah,
that was so good.
Yeah, it's called DC Superhero Girls. I did a couple episodes with that. And people will sometimes see that in the credits and come out to the show because of that, or they'll hear the host say it like as I go on or something.
This guy voiced the Joker.
Right. So I choose sparingly when to use that one because it sometimes is a distracting credit because people like, I'll see a superhero fan or a comic book nerd who's legit in the audience who is wearing a Joker or a Batman shirt or something, and they the first thing when they come to the table after the show, they're like, "Can I hear your Joker?"
Oh my god! That's
and they're judging me hard in real time. So that's one. That one is for me is out of any celebrity stuff
because they've memorized everyone who's ever played the Joker and they're comparing you.
Yeah, that's stressful.
Yeah, but luckily I have a pretty good swing ratio.
Can you do the Joker?
Sure. Let's see. Do we want to set up some kind of scenario?
Okay.
Or anything like that?
All right. I'll be Batman.
Okay. I figured you'd.
Hey,
be Batman.
It's me, Batman.
Okay, well, if it isn't one of my only greatest foes, Batman. Great to see you here, Batman.
Oh, wow, that's really fucking good. That's great. That's amazing.
Oh, thanks.
That's
dude.
Really good. You became the Joker, too. I saw like...
Well, Joker, it's me, Dr. Jordan Peterson, famous psychologist here.
Well, Dr. Jordan Peterson sounds a little bit more like this, actually. He's one of my favorite impressions to do.
He's one of your favorite impressions to do. That's fascinating.
I'm Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I've been eating a lot of red meat lately.
There's a lot of Canadians and Kermit the Frogs right here on set right now.
That's a lot of them.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like if I modulate mine to be a little bit closer,
I'm Jordan B. Peter Griffin.
Good. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Pretty good. Yeah.
My daughter Michaela and I have been working on a lot, actually.
Oh, a lot. That's good.
A lot.
Yeah,
she has a bloody huge knockers. It's
she is hot. Very that hot Jordan Peterson daughter.
Oh, please don't talk about my daughter that way. Don't
really? Why not?
I she's a woman.
Hello, Michaela's eyes are up here.
This is just Joe Rogan's inner monologue. Just constant Jordan Peterson's in his brain.
Yeah. Well, he can't help it. His eyes are literally down there.
So I've auditioned for a couple other Joker stuff. I haven't landed it, but I've at least been on some other shows and stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That'd be cool if you could just get in a new Arkham game or something.
That'd be sick. Because Hamill's done.
Hamill's done.
He is. There's a couple go-to guys that they use.
They use Troy a lot.
Yeah, but he's awesome.
He does like every voice, right? Like every video game voice.
He does a lot of video game voices.
Yeah, he's Timothée Chalamet of video games, actually.
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, he does Nathan Drake. That's a really good one, right?
No, that's Nolan North.
Oh, whoops. Yeah. Who am I thinking of? Who did he do? He does someone in Uncharted.
He does his older brother, Sam, in Uncharted 4.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Damn. Well,
I play a lot of fucking video games.
I know, dude.
Sorry,
I was like, damn, you know, you're deep in the lore there, dude.
Yeah.
I heard, speaking of which, I heard not to disparage your bosses, I heard the new Suicide Squad game is not great. Have you played it?
I didn't play it. Because they attached it to, like, the Arkham games, but they made a lot of, like, creative liberties. I mean, a lot of video games going right now through, like, this company called Sweet Baby Incorporated, which is, like, it's, like, a video game company run by, like, basically like leftist people, and that like has caused like a lot of ire because they go through
okay.
and they kind of just like edit things like, all right, you could make this maybe like more diverse here, or like maybe this is like a microaggression there.
Yeah.
But like they go through and they like kind of like restructure a lot of stories. And they work on big games, like they worked on like The Last of Us, Spider-Man 2, and stuff like that.
Cool.
But it makes nerds mad because
I see, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, I don't care as long as a video game comes out and it's fun. But yeah. It just didn't look fun. I don't like the Sunset Overdrive style.
Yeah, yeah, I missed the fighting in the Arkham games for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It is funny, people are like complaining about like DEI or whatever, but they're like overusing that phrase. Like, you know that Baltimore Bridge collapse thing? Mm-hmm. You know, their mayor who's just black comes out and they're like, DEI mayor, look at that. Like, that doesn't mean just a black guy. That's like, it's Baltimore. They're gonna, it's a black city.
Also, if anything, it's India's fault. There's an Indian cargo ship.
It was. You know it smelled crazy in there.
Yeah. Didn't work on Twitter. I don't know why we're doing
it
on the podcast.
It did work on Twitter. Got like 80 likes or something.
Oh, there you go.
But I got one guy saying, that ain't it, Chief.
Yeah. Well.
Which, that's the kiss of death.
You know, okay, a couple of my least favorite internet comments right now.
Yeah.
This ain't it.
I what the hell? Who are they? Who
basically
are these people?
White people that like steal the way black women speak are the most annoying. They're commenters.
This ain't it. And we done with the 90s.
I hate I we done with the 90s.
Hate it so much. I mean, I'm a 90s kid, so of course.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's frustrating, but I'm like, why is this a thing? We done
it's
with the
90s. It's a basketball. Yeah. It's LeBron's.
I understand.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I hate like.
Oh, did LeBron say it one time?
No, because it's like LeBron's fan base are they like, it's always Michael Jordan, then
always.
LeBron.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Blazers,
they want to be like, we're done with the night. What they're saying is like Michael Jordan would suck in the NBA today. And they're like, we're done. We're
insane.
Over it. It's so like little kid narcissist. Like, now is the best time ever.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it's like every
die,
era.
Old man.
Yeah, exactly.
I get like, you tried, little bro. And it's like somebody that's like 15. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, nephew, why don't you fucking tone it down? I'm unk right now. I'm almost 30.
Shut up. TikTokers are like, TikTokers, they all say, I guess anyone can start a podcast.
Yeah.
That one sucks.
Like, it's more of that, like, nobody has.
Yeah, that's the point. That's why they're popular.
Yeah. It's more, it's the annoying thing is that it's like nobody has an original like heckle.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's all these stock lines that you just see over and over again. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you don't even have your own thought to be critical of somebody.
Best heckle I had at a show happened a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And this guy waited for in between, you know, when you're transitioning from one joke to another.
This guy
waited and he goes,
oh my God,
what are you running from?
Oh my God. That's so good. That's good.
I laughed so hard on stage. I was like, what?
That guy listens to Marc Maron.
Yeah. <He's> like, dude, it was such a good heckle.
That's
where
a good
I was
one,
like,
yeah.
It's so ridiculous. I riffed on it for a while on stage. I was like, this is so weird.
Yeah.
Your
riffs, because I did a little guesty at Rooster's. Jeremiah was very kind to throw me a set when he was doing Rooster's Tea Feathers. And you like riff like 20 minutes just on like the audience just being like, what was it, consultants or something? Like, you asked one person, like...
I asked two people in a row what they did for work, and I'm like, all right, well, you guys do the same thing. I don't really want to talk about this anymore. And then the third person I asked was the exact same job
it's
title.
It's so like, Silicon Valley. It sounded like a fake title.
It's like that in DC, but for politics.
Yeah,
too. Like,
sure.
You ask somebody what they like do for work, and they're like, I can't talk about that. I'm like,
right.
If you don't tell me what you do for work right now, I'm going to say you work for Israel.
Yeah, that's
which you probably do.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, it feels like in the Bay Area, it's like, yeah, I'm a project coordinator. It's like, what do I do
you're
with
a made
that?
Up
like, it's a made up.
You just
made up
shove
email
words
jobs.
Together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm a Batman facilitator. Custodial studies.
That's Jeremiah's role when he plays the Joker.
Batman facilitator.
The guy who hired him, that's his title.
Yeah. New is Batman. I'm the facilitator.
My
name is Facilitator Jones.
Batman, I'm going to send you an email. It's me, the facilitator.
I'm going to send you an email about a meeting that addresses an email about a previous correspondence on Teams.
Batman, I booked a conference room.
I cheat on my wife on every sales conference.
Not the facilitator. His job is expendable, but somehow he's been with the company for 10 years.
That's good. You do like a good like Pete Holmes Batman. Like
yeah.
He does the Batman.
It's
the college humor age Batman.
Yeah, it's kind of just doing Pete Holmes. I think that's because...
I don't think it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Steal like an artist.
Exactly. Well, the thing about impressions is sometimes one guy will get it, and then you kind of are doing an
impression.
It's
funny when
impression.
Like impressionists, though, like that are very funny comedians, like they treat impressions like the way premises and jokes are, where it's like intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember even in the early 2000s when Dana Carvey and Michael Myers had the feud because he's like, he's doing my
Lorne
Michaels.
Yeah.
And It's just like.
But everyone does Lorne Michaels.
Everyone does Lorne Michaels.
Yeah, the thing was like, but the pinky thing, I guess, was Dana Carvey. But it's like.
He added that.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're, I think they were just. I just think they had a falling out around that time, and then it must suck for Dana Carvey if they like split, and then Mike Myers makes the biggest movie of all time. You know.
Are they still like?
No, not? They're like friendly again.
Yeah.
But it was like during a bad. I think it was like after. It was like right after Wayne's World 2, and they had like a big falling out. I think.
Gotcha.
So it was, I think he was just like. And then, like, then he uses your like signature, Lawrence. Gotcha. But it's like you're not going to use that for anything as great as Dr. Evil.
You just see me on Netflix. Hi, I'm Peter.
Wolfgang betrayed me. He moved to Austin and he betrayed me.
Jeremiah, after the show, is like gives you his card. He's like, "Hey, if you want to be on the Batman thing, doing Peter."
Though this wasn't a heckle, but the weirdest thing, the funniest thing I ever saw was like in. It was in Wilmington, North Carolina. My buddy Brian Granger was like on stage. It was like 100 people in this like small bar. And there's a seat open in the front. And like just the thickest pog I've ever seen walks up in front, sits in the front, is wearing like something that's just like, it's a very bold outfit choice that immediately draws attention to that God has blessed her in certain ways. Nice. And he's like, "Oh, we got a beautiful lady in the front." And she gets like uncomfortable and kind of does like that. And then he just says like the funniest like black comedian line I've ever heard. He's like, "Ma'am, you can cross them arms, but you can't cross them titties."
Oh my God. Just complete nonsense.
Destroys,
complete
schizophrenic nonsense, but just fucking the whole bar's like, yeah.
Just pure black man cadence. I mean, that's why they're the best comedians, though. That's why black guys.
You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's the best.
Oh, that's great. I can't. Your heckle thing, the best one I ever got was at the West Side Comedy Theater when I used to host that show. And I was like, I was pretty new, not new, but like I didn't have a lot of club hosting experience or whatever. And it was like a comedy club, basically. And in the front row was this like cool looking British guy who was like crossing his arms. And he was like smiling, but not laughing. I wasn't doing that good. It was like, you know, I went up at the top and I was like, look at you. You have like a very British laugh. You know, you're just smiling. And then he goes, "They're funnier in Britain." Like, he was British.
Oh, wow.
And the crowd erupted. It was like, it got a bigger laugh than anything I said or would go on to say.
You called it.
And then it turned out he was like a character actor. Like, he actually was an important person. So it was,
you should have just made fun of British comedy, because British comedy sucks.
I agree. Like, there's a lot of things I could have done in retrospect.
Yeah.
But I was like, all right, fuck. I just take the L.
My whole, like, I also should like study more of it, but my whole conception of British comedy is like Russell Brown being like, "God's guy, isn't it?"
Yeah.
God's not real.
Well, British comedy is just our comedy from 10 years ago, is what I realized.
That might be it.
That's why they're like, now
their little brother wear your clothes.
That's why Ricky Gervais has a special called like Triggered, you know, like, it's like, oh, yeah, this is what Rogan was doing.
Well, we are back in like the comedians with caution tape around their mouth era for the specials.
That's true.
Is comedians with caution tape getting canceled.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. Don't show your sister. Have you toured like Europe that much, Jeremiah, or anything like that? Like, or any crazy places?
No, we did years ago. We did like a this was pre-pandemic. So we did a Europe run with Kill Tony. That was cool. And we did
Sick.
Australia. That was fun. But that, as far as like Europe, that's my only experience over there.
Yeah. Down under.
Yeah, that was cool though.
Oh wait, you were in. Yeah, that's right. You were like the saxophone guy on Kill Tony for a while, right?
Hello, this guy does his research on his guests.
No, I didn't recognize you. You had longer hair back. I like briefly met you one time. I was carrying a girl's wheelchair on stage in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you guys were doing like a show there, and my friend Caroline went on stage, but she has like, you know, bad legs.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we just carried the wheelchair. But yeah, no, dude, that's crazy. Wow, I'm retarded. My bad. Dude, they call me the Nardwar of comedy.
That was
interviews.
Really funny, though. That was like an Adam Egan moment for you, dude.
Oh, what? He told me I drink cum. You drink fucking
so
cum?
Hey, Jeremy, where do you get your ideas from?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we've pushed him to his phone.
Yeah, I know. Poor guy.
No, I'm calling the Uber right now.
Oh, yeah, you got to bounce.
I scheduled it very poorly.
Yeah, Jeremiah was kind enough to come, but there was, you know, the fucking trains, huh, guys? New York City, huh?
It wasn't your comment, but it did remind me to check my phone.
It's a very funny... I should have said it was the comment.
I mean, guys, I'm done now, all right? You don't do any research on me? This is ridiculous, okay? You could have IMDb'd me just a second ago.
That'd be a great LA.
Yeah, can you believe
great LA bookend?
Yeah, can you believe the guy with a fucking broken nose and a black eye did do his research?
Do you all know the funniest thing you could have done after Wolf goes, you were the saxophone guy and killed Tony. Silence. My ride's here.
Yeah. So my Uber's here. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. No, thank you guys so, so much.
Daddy,
Robbie has a real knack for picking co-hosts on podcasts.
Yeah. Are you happy? This is my fifth different podcast you've done.
Yeah, bro. I love you, dude. Yeah. I'll keep doing every single one you do.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I love every time Jeremiah has done Group Chat with Robbie Goodwin, The Loud Boys, Young Guns with Mike Figgs, and now I think his favorite co-host yet, Wolfgang Hunter.
Did I beat Dalton?
I actually like Dalton a lot. Good night, everybody.
See you later, Jeremiah.
Yeah, I love getting big dogged.
That was pretty I've never seen him do that to anyone else. I have never seen him be.
It's what happens when people sense a star. When people sense a comedy prodigy, it's never, unless they're a girl, nobody's like, oh, let's lift them up. They're always like,
I was like, I've never seen mean to this Jeremiah guy for no be reason. Mean, honestly, to almost anybody, but he was really good at it.
Yeah. But it's like mean in like a gay guy way, where it's like, it's not a direct insult. It's just like, oh, yeah, you know, you can talk like, yeah, no, interrupt
so
me. Go
funny.
Ahead. Go ahead. It's like
that
Jewish
so funny.
Mother.
You're like, you were the saxophonist that killed Tony. And I was like, I'm leaving. That might have been my favorite episode yet.
No, but here's the thing. Yeah. I knew exactly who he was.
Yeah.
That's just a big, that's a bigger big
I know,
dog
move. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He Uno reverse carded you a little bit.
A little bit. But no, not really.
I get
that's
you. I've done that. Here's why I'm laughing. I've done that exact thing where I like know somebody, but I don't want to let on that I know. You know, be like, oh, that's right. You're in that thing.
Oh, yeah. But I was doing it in an evil way.
An evil.
Not in a like, oh, I'm going to ingratiate myself by saying this thing. I already know it's like, just knowing something that person also knows that I kind of know.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, that's you guys aren't going to see that, but that's going to really bother him in the Uber ride to whatever cooler podcast he's doing.
Aaron V. Hands.
But, yeah, guys, that's the episode, and that's the debrief. Switch over. We're going to do the Patreon probably with Scott. Yeah, it's so weird
I'm
though when,
again,
like, when bigger people are kind of, like, teasing you lightly because it's like when I have such evil things, like, in the back of my brain, but it's
what's funny is I've never seen him do that. He's usually very kind to everybody.
Yeah, he's
everybody.
Usually very kind is what I heard. Oh, he's just kind of mean to me.
He
for
was
no
roasting
reason.
Wolfgang
he
like
was
crazy.
Roasting me. It's like, and I'm just like in the back of my head, it's like, don't bring up his stand-up on the spot with Ian Fidance being cancer. Don't bring
oh,
up.
Oh, you should have. That would have been hilarious. I should have talked about that with him.
Yeah, it was remarkably bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Well?
It's like Ian
oh, really?
Talk. Well, yeah, because it's like their stand-up on the spot was like, it was mostly Ian.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when Ian was in the suit talking about communism.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, where he's talking about communism to like yuppies and tourists in Midtown be like, yeah, you're all communists. It's like they're literally the furthest thing from that. These are the most late stage capitalists.
Hey, I'll bet you won't take 50% of my paycheck tonight. Well,
oh, was that
yeah,
work?
Like literally, they're not. Like, you could, if they were any more late stage capitalism, they would have like the Disney logo branded on their fucking
well,
forehead.
Well, the funniest part about that is he's dressed like he's in Glengarry Glen Ross. That's like the funniest part.
A suit that's too big for
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
like,
well, apparently
around,
he came back
yeah.
from a funeral or something. I think we talked about that with Mike.
I think that's what he said. Yeah. That's the only suit he had. Something I miss like Jeremiah that. On Kill Tony.
He was great on Kill Tony. That's yeah,
the best part.
I pretended to not know he was on it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it really made him upset.
At the very end. And then he called his Uber to leave almost immediately.
Immediately.
So funny, dude. Well, yeah, no
this
wonder
fucking
he's
guy.
A well, yeah, of course, dude.
Well, no,
why are you taking shots? Are you just trying to like see?
No.
Because he'd been taking shots for like 30 minutes.
Well, Jeremiah, well, first
what,
he was like.
What was the shot
first
that
of all,
took?
The first one was Wolfgang interrupted.
I interrupted asking him a follow-up
You interrupted
question.
Me talking about how you were interrupted.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you were misrepresenting
now, yeah.
me.
Yeah, just
you
now.
Didn't even let him represent it to misrepresent it.
I will not
you didn't
stand
even let
for
him get like.
Listen, I will not stand for lies being spoken on this podcast. I will not stand
it's
for
it's not
it.
A lie.
All
it's
the
everything
truth,
is.
All the truth will be out.
Oddly enough, Wolfgang interrupting caused another like riff.
Yeah,
I know.
But it's also
yeah.
like, why is that so? That's literally what a podcast is.
No,
it's
not. You're supposed
people.
To listen to people
no, it's
and
not.
Chime in.
No, so I read the Come Down for Dummies fucking book. It's all about interrupting.
They
your
don't interrupt on Come Down.
Absolutely, they do.
No, they don't.
That's one of like the biggest things I've ever seen. Like Adam say, like in complaint to like Nick at like Funny Moms, because he'll like host with Racine. It's like it's so nice to host with somebody that doesn't interrupt you all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Adam's the guy who gets interrupted.
Yeah, I think maybe they interrupt Adam, but when Stav and Nick are going, they're not interrupting.
Oh, yeah, I was just trying to ask him a follow-up question because I was engaged with what he was talking about.
If
but
you
were
engaged, you wouldn't interrupt.
What did Jeremiah say when you interrupted him?
He was like, is this guy just going to keep interrupting me?
Yeah.
That's good, Iris. I like that.
I know. I kind of laughed.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's good.
And then I interrupted him 7 more times.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's how you do it. That's podcasting 101.
Yeah. But yeah, he did like he liked your Peterson impression, though.
Yeah, because it was better than his.
I heard his Joker through the door. That was
it was really good.
I grew up really listening good. To that Joker.
So watching him do it, I was like, that's fucking good. Because I remember right. I listened, I saw his joke, and I was like, I can't believe that's Jeremiah. And then I saw him do it, and I was like, damn, that's
good. He's great. He's a good voice guy.
Yeah.
That's what makes me sad about the Kill Tony thing, because it was so perfect.
Yeah.
He would just murder those characters.
He was great
He was so funny.
He was like
so
perfect
fun.
At that thing.
I don't mean to shit on, like, everyone's doing fine, whatever. It's like a, you know, it's like a, I don't know, it's like a roast show now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
It's much different. But it was so much more creative and like all over the place when Jeremiah was there.
Yeah, and it was less
and they
like
had the band.
And it was like actual comics going. I don't know. It was a little more.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a fan of the old one more than the Austin one.
Yeah, no, I used to watch it and enjoy it. I never wanted to sign up for it because I think that the central thing of being funny in a minute is flawed. It's very, very, very hard to do.
It's like late night now, though. You get on, you get in front of a bunch of people, and maybe they like your stuff.
But are we supposed to?
If they anoint you and let you,
I
know what I mean. If they just say you're good, you. Get
I
a
could
bunch
be
of
the
stuff.
Next Hans Kim. Hans Kim, everybody,
come with me and you'll
oh shit!
Be.
I at Skankfest, I introduced him as Tony, and I did kind of.
That make him mad?
Didn't make Jeremiah mad. He was just like he thought I was taking a shot at him. So there was a little drama. There was a little
Jeremiah
drama
as Tony.
Yeah, I was like, I fired this guy from Kill Tony, Jeremiah Watkins, everybody.
So you brought him up as Tony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought you called him Tony
that's on accident.
No, no,
like
no.
A Freudian
I said,
slip.
This next guy, I fired him, Jeremiah Watkins. And, Jeremiah's great. And the problem is I just willing, and I get, to, you know, I every time I podcast with him, I always take shots. But he's a nice guy. He doesn't want to upset people. You know, he won't even
unless you're
Jeremiah's
Wolfgang.
One of the only guys who also doesn't talk shit like
at
privately.
All.
Yeah,
yeah, he's very yeah.
Yeah, anytime we were doing anything remotely gossipy, like when I was making fun of the mothership,
I know I kept trying to like pull back. Even in private, he doesn't gossip, and it's a good trait.
That's a great trait to have.
That's
probably why he's made it so far.
Yeah, he has like a
he just won't.
He has high emotional intelligence, unlike us.
Yeah, the mark of a sociopath.
Or just a Christian.
Oh, is he Christian?
Yeah.
Good for him, dude.
He's like very religious.
That's really upsetting that a guy that has a faith in a higher divine power doesn't like me.
He spotted Damien in you, dude, immediately.
I've seen this
I think
before.
He likes you. I just think he was like roasting you. He was like, all right, little brother energy over here.
I can't trust a Christian.
Yeah. He didn't even roast that's Mike Figgs.
That's my least favorite part about him.
Oh, how he's Christian?
Is that the Christian?
No, that's what happens when you get two alphas together, man. They scrap.
Jeremiah doesn't have like an alpha vibe.
No, he's not.
Neither of us do. That's the joke.
He's a gentle guy.
God. What is it?
He's a guy who like dented his face doing pull-ups.
What is? Yeah,
that really was.
Did you address that yet?
Oh no, I did the fake joke thing, and that Jeremiah didn't like that when I was making fun of the mothership people. But yeah, I was so the actually how I did this was doing pull-ups in my room, and I just like did one too hard and slammed my nose into the fucking doorway. So.
That might have been when he roasted you, is because you started off making fun of the comedy mothership where he probably has his deepest connections. Because those are all Comedy Store people, and Jeremiah's like a Comedy Store guy.
I like that club, but.
I'm with you. I love shitting on it. And I was laughing, but I could tell, like.
No, but it's like, I like that as a. I think you can make fun of it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I
enjoy
that's just not Jeremiah's vibe.
I don't think Jeremiah likes to talk about comedy.
He likes
to
talk about
riffs and stuff.
He doesn't like to talk
people
about the people.
Like talk. New York is like a place where people talk about comedy.
Yeah, but I don't know. We riffed and there wasn't really any riffs.
We're talking about impressions.
We're talking about impressions.
Yeah.
Then it got into the nitty gritty of it. Yeah, we didn't really do the bits though. We just kind of like started going over the nuances of impressions.
Well, no, we did a full scene as
Hobbs and
Jordan
Shaw.
Peterson. Yeah, Hobbs, Shaw, and Peter Griffin. Hobbs and Shaw and Peter.
This is the last episode. The last part of the episode is just like you guys just recapping the thing everyone else just watched.
I could tell.
I appreciate that.
I'm
having a good time.
I know. Well, we have to explain what happened because it was just very. The note that it ended on was very funny.
So when you get bigger than Jeremiah, if that happens, are you going to big dick him?
No,
are you going to remember this moment?
I don't care.
Are you going to remember this moment? Are you going to log it in your. Do you have a bank?
I don't.
You seem like a guy who like logs stuff. And you're like, that guy was a dick to me once.
No, because it's like it gets overridden by the fact that he is a very talented, funny stand-up comedian. I only clock it when it's somebody that sucks that's doing it.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
merited. Like if Tim Dillon was to be really mean to me, it would probably like be upsetting for like weeks. But I would still not be like, fuck that guy, I need to tick him down. There's so few people that are like good at stand up and then actually do it at a level that I think is necessary and required to make a living off of it, even though people below that are able to. Uh-huh. That like, why would I want to like take somebody down? That there's already so few fucking Ronin left, you know.
Ronin O'Brien.
Oh, Andy Richter.
I'm going to do this string dancer.
I'm going to have a Louis C.K. on, my good friend.
Oh, a Walker Texas Ranger lever. Ha!
But yeah, like when
he stabs himself with the Walker Texas Ranger lever. But you know what's funny? That's the exact opposite of what happened when I introduced you to Lev. When I introduced you to Lev, he was like, I love this guy, and fuck you, Robbie. I introduced you to Jeremiah. It was like the total reverse. So, you know, you take one, you win a game, you lose a game.
I think I'm just very New York, and he's L.A., and sometimes it doesn't
honestly,
matter.
Honestly, yeah, he's very L.A.
Yeah.
And I can code switch. Yeah. I can go back in my Cali
But
vibes.
Once again, like, well, people, well, like...
How's the kid?
That happens a lot, yeah. How's that affect your dates?
Yeah.
I've seen Jeremiah a lot on Red Bar.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that.
We're
not going to talk about that. That's my one thing. I'm like, why are you going after Jeremiah? He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Well, I don't
that's
think...
That's exactly why.
I know. He's bullying.
That's exactly
he's bullying
why.
The nice kid.
Yeah.
But everyone else, I'm like, that's a good target, Red Bar, because that guy seems evil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, there's no hate in his heart or anything.
No, but... Yeah. That's what makes
I think he's like. I think it's.
I should have maybe given more pushback, but it didn't feel.
No,
like
I think
my
you're fine. Yeah. It's endearing.
I didn't want to be mean to.
It's
the
endearing
person
to get
him.
Owned on a podcast.
Yeah, no, it's not.
The other day,
that's my whole MO.
And I didn't get owned. It was tit for tat.
The other day,
yeah, you're right. It was really a detente, an exchange of ideas,
exchange
if anything,
of an intellectual coliseum.
Yeah,
of
I would say so. You two were, you guys were mental gladiators there, sparring in the dojo of discourse.
The dojo of motherfucking discourse.
The other day, the two German shepherds got into, like, a fight. Like, a bad
Maya,
one.
Maya and Dasha.
Yeah, and we
Dasha.
Had to separate them. And Dasha won. And Maya, the look in her eyes is the same look that Wolfgang has
that's
now.
Hilarious. We did have to separate them. That's so funny.
But like, Maya's been, like, laying in a bed.
This has been a very funny
like,
back-to-back episode. Because last night, Ivy was like, you have a lot of anger in your heart to Wolfgang.
Know what Ivy said? She was fun.
She was great.
I just think people sense my power and they're intimidated by it.
Ivy actually fit in perfectly because we all just like were gossipy little girls.
Yeah, she kind of was also good about like curbing you whenever you did a voice. She would do it like you do to dog. We're like,
yeah.
She was like Caesar Milan to like Robbie.
But then I gave her the eyes, and when I was like, Borat's funny though, she was like, all right.
She had Bobby like Altieri.
She did the vocal.
Yeah.
She did the podcast equivalent of like letting the dogs outside. It's like, I'm not going to deal with this
right
now.
Right, yeah.
And so you're just like doing like Borat.
I was like, my wife. Over there.
And she's just like giving me like the meanest look and be like, you're going to let him do that? I'm like, dude, it's his podcast, bro. I'm just the guest.
I liked her whole thing of like, this ugly guy's hot.
That is cool.
Shut up, dude. No, that's, I don't like
what?
That.
Wait, which ugly guy?
I don't believe it.
What ugly guy? Girls like ugly guys.
I can't
remember,
but she was just like, I kind of like this about this ugly. I know it's like a bit.
Right.
But also it's like kind of not.
Well,
she
was saying
she said
liked,
Red Bar was hot.
She was saying Red Bar
is hot.
Red Bar is hot.
But she was saying, who's the guy? Brian Holtzman,
right?
Yeah,
she was saying Brian Holtzman was a.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
guy.
Sure. But
yeah,
girls,
that's a crazy thing to say.
Because she liked to stand up.
Girls like
I love
old mean guys with money.
I think girl brain is also just like, yeah.
Also young girl brain. They're so broken. Young, and she's an internet person.
Girl brain just senses.
Like, she hasn't been socialized correctly. She hasn't got to college.
Girl brain just senses power.
So she's
going to
fuck Brian Colts. Yeah.
That's good for Brian.
What are you going to do? You going to fuck me right now? Yeah. Get on my dick.
Well, Ivy
give me
has,
a blowjob, bitch.
Ivy kind of has
what
like
are you
the,
doing? Right, what are you doing? You're fucking me. You're fucking me.
Brian Holtzman is like Robert De Niro.
He kind of did that to Chris Chaney because we had Brian Holtzman and Chris Chaney on.
This is why Jeremiah yelled at him.
At him? Yeah. Because
it's not the same without the gun.
Wolfgang's like, if I'm the loudest, I get to talk.
Pretty much.
That's
dude.
How it works in the house.
That's how it works. That's how it works in the house, bro.
Yeah,
I can
tell.
That's
how it works in the house, bro.
Does your family talk a lot and it's hard to get a word in?
Yeah, but I've become fucking distant from them, so I don't really even worry about
but
that.
But that's probably why you do that. It's
probably. I mean, yeah, but, you know, it wasn't
my
hard.
My family's like that, too.
It's more of, like, it was easy to figure out how to talk over my mom and my sister, because if you're just, like, sound like you know what you're talking about, they'll stop talking, but it's more of my dad, because he's kind of evil.
Here's the thing. Interrupting women is goaded. Yeah, I will never, ever get mad at you for
interrupting
a woman. With the sauce? Interrupting another fella? Pause. Mm. How you going to interrupt another man?
Mm. How you going to pause right now? How you going to sit in this moment with me? Play. Play. Are you trying to sit in the moment with another man? He's gay as hell. Trying to lock eyes with me in this silence? You like this? That's what gets your little dick hard? Pause.
Pause. No Diddy.
No Diddy.
Did you guys watch that Diddy raid?
I watched
the Diddy
raid.
That's fucking crazy.
I'm trying to figure out where he's at. Did you see
that?
Right,
was that current? They also like clipped in a video of him having a meltdown. And he's like screams, like, I get what I want. When I see something and I want
something. Okay. That's an old meme. That's an old meme.
Okay, cool. I didn't know. Yeah, he just seems like a guy, like when he's cornered, he freaks out like a rabbit.
Black
animal.
Twitter loves misinformation. They love spreading misinfo.
He literally like got on a jet. Like they don't know if he, I don't know.
Yeah,
if he's
Black
on
Twitter's
it.
Like,
I guess they didn't charge him, but like he flew on a jet.
Black Twitter literally clips in like a picture of the planes hitting the towers. Like, Diddy's jet has just crashed into the World Trade Center
literally.
In 2024.
They're like, here's a live look at P. Diddy. Look at him. He's nervous. He's with Jay-Z right now. No.
They're on an island called Hiroshima, and there's a bomb about to be dropped.
Well, they keep like tweeting out.
This is happening
and by
right
they,
now.
I mean, you know, Twitter people. They're like they keep
we
being
know
like
what you meant by that.
They're like, Oprah's next and Beyonce's next. I'm like, I think you guys, you say this every time there's something scandal, and it's like, are you guys just mad at your girlfriend? Are you just annoyed with Beyonce and Oprah because your girlfriends like them? So you were like, please let them go down.
We want our
please.
Girlfriends to have nothing.
Exactly. I mean,
I know these rich bitches nothing. Are doing something.
Yeah, exactly. Or
that's what it is.
I think it's more
just like mad.
I think it's also just like, it'd be really funny if my girlfriend was sad because Oprah's a pedophile.
Maybe if my girlfriend was sad, I get a little bit of sloppy top.
This Diddy thing is great.
You know
though.
What I'm saying? My girlfriend's upset. I get a little bit of extra head.
When someone gets canceled and you don't care about them, it's what a blast. It's like fun. It's also, it's like the rabbit hole goes deep with Diddy. There's a lot of fun internet research to do.
You remember Martha Stewart went to jail and she just got cooler?
Yeah.
I think that's how it works for women celebrities.
Yeah, yeah. Because they don't
get cooler.
Yeah, look at fucking, what's her name? Rose, Gypsy Rose.
Yeah, now she has like a career. Now people like want to, she's got to make apology videos.
She's like a social media star, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I guess people told her to stop or something, so she's not doing that anymore. But for a second, all the Bushwick.
Probably just because of the way her face looks.
All the Bushwick girlies like, okay, Slay Queen. You know, like they were like super into her.
It's because they like retards.
They like evil women.
They like retarded people on the internet.
Women love evil women. Like outwardly evil women,
they just support.
They
women,
love a Cruella de Vil,
without
you know,
any kind of like
Elizabeth
you know,
Holmes
matter.
Has like a fan base.
Yeah, she's a girl boss. She still did it.
The
yeah.
girl, the
she
girl that
got there.
Made the fake diabetes testing thing, or for the
yeah, the blood testing.
The blood
Ozempic.
Testing.
Yeah. She kind of talks like this. She had like a fake voice.
She made white.
She's
sickle
awesome.
Cell.
I'd love to fuck her. Yeah.
She made sickle cell for
she's
white people.
Hot.
You know, a lot of people think when I said she was hot a lot, I got a lot of pushback. People think
she's hot, especially now that she's not trying to look like a dude.
Yeah.
Like purposely look
yeah,
and
yeah,
sound
yeah.
like a dude.
Oh, her in that prison outfit? My dog.
Yeah, dude. Well, she gave an interview and her hair was all shit.
Listen,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's cool.
I see some movement in the back.
What?
That's what black guys say when there's like a you have a big ass. It's like
nice.
I see some movement back there.
Like a damn like a Navy SEAL.
Damn, dude. Now but I'm rethinking. I need to really start being more cordial with like people I don't know that are like
you were cordial fine. He was kind of bullying you. It's fine. It's just like
okay, yeah, because like did I ever tell you what I did to Josh Adam Myers when I was doing
I will say you should work on interrupting. That's like the one that's
yeah.
that was a good note on his part.
Yeah. But I have something to say that will get a laugh.
Yeah, I know, so do I. But yeah, what did Josh Myers say? Was he like, what do you do for work?
No, that's sort of part. So that's part of it. I was doing the fucking, I was doing.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah. Who? Look at you. And then I scribbly dibbly do. You're in accounting. Account for this. I'm going to go do some push-ups in the back.
Yeah. Then after six, yeah, I rock that. I rock that.
I bought a Porsche because my mom co-signed on the loan.
Good luck.
Did I ever tell
that.
You that's how he hit on my girlfriend
that's not
one
true.
Time?
Is that real?
Yeah, he hit on my girlfriend one time at Stand Up New York because I went to go take a piss. And she's like, this guy, this weird guy that came up next to me.
He sung at me.
And was just like hitting on me. He was telling me about how like he like does something for Comedy Central and he like his mom helped him pay off his credit card and get a Porsche or something. Which is that's
what,
so funny
what a
how
flex.
He,
what
that's
a, what
so
a flex.
Funny that's how he spits game. And I was
no,
like,
I'm
who was it?
Side
and she's like
yeah,
that
cool.
and she's like that
that's
guy
cool.
up on stage, she points through the window to the showroom and I just see him being like, hey everybody, what are you doing?
Like through the window.
Yeah, I can see. Like, I can't even. Hear
I'm gonna
it.
Fuck your girlfriend. She's impressed by my Porsche. My mom paid for it.
Yeah, completely.
My
man.
Mom is my fiduciary provider.
What's that?
You could probably fuck every girlfriend I've ever dated.
Oh, he's like hot. He's
yeah,
a hot guy. That's why it's funny to make
that's
fun
the part,
of him.
Yeah,
he's
that's
a
the
hot guy, but
with.
He has like little man's brain, which is like.
Yeah, that's why
if you don't date retarded women, like my girlfriend was like, yeah, that guy's a faggot. But like, it was just so funny.
You just got intense sober guys. It was like Steve-O. Like,
oh, yeah. Guys, I mean, were like, I was talking to one of our mutual West Coast friends. I won't say who, but he was just like, yeah, you tried to fuck my wife once. I mean, it's just,
Who was it?
I'm not going to say it on the podcast.
Who? No, but who was it though? Who?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But oh, like, yeah. But he was just like, it's not his fault. He's an addict brain. You know, they can't help it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, that's the most zen. Yeah. He's so zen about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it just so funny. My mom is my fiduciary provider.
I took out a loan. I can pay. I'm good for it. I can pay you back because you're my mom.
But that's like my.
But hopefully you die before I have to.
That would be good for me. Free money from your parents. But I don't wish death on my parents. All right. Everybody, we're ready to rock. This first comedian,
give it up for
Long.
Everybody, give it up for Jelly Roll.
Ryan Long, dude. Ryan Long's another sweet boy.
Yeah, that's the connection. Is I was doing Polishuk show. Who's like Long's boy? I was doing his podcast with Derek, and Josh walks in, and I just kind of reflexively go like, "Look who's walking into the green room." And he just like looked at me, and I see him go to the producer like, "Who's this guy? Who's this guy that just did that to me?"
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he. I think I've done the impression. I've done the impression. Probably. Adam, he has not enjoyed it.
No, of course, but that's like it's not an impression. It's not even an impression. It's literally what you're doing.
Exactly.
Almost like word for word. Like I don't know what to tell.
Robbie,
you.
If a younger comic went up to you and was like, "I'm Peter," would that make you mad?
I'd be like, hey, Peter." I'm also Peter.
Yeah, you're better than me. Things.
Yeah,
but still, you're doing that.
But
that's
the problem. Is my reflexes is like I don't feel intimidated by these people comedically. So then I think I shoot my mouth off to me. Like I put my foot in my mouth and I like shoot it with a gun. You know, I shoot myself in the head while my foot's in my mouth, so to speak.
Him, I'm more worried about like actually hitting me.
Who?
Josh.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Me, yeah. Like, Jeremiah seems like a nice guy that he'd just be like, okay, who's this? I don't care. But like,
that's because he doesn't have the options Josh does.
Yeah.
What are the options?
He's also a nice
guy. His push ups. Yeah. The fact that he works out.
Hey, Jeremiah did beat
and Josh
Lewis.
Have like the exact opposite bodies of each other.
Jeremiah did. He's sneaky athletic. He beat Lewis in a slap fight. It's like the only fight Lewis has ever lost.
How do you
channel the
power? It's like slap boxing.
Slap boxing.
Yeah.
Beat. By who?
Pete, I don't know.
They have like probably the blind producer judging.
I just know Lewis's fans always bring it up, and he's like, "I didn't lose." Yeah. I guess he did lose. All right.
Yeah, that sounds like something a guy that lost would say.
Yeah, anyway. I know. That's why it's funny. Anyway, thank you everybody. Live show May 31st here at Grove 34. Join the Patreon at Robbie Goodwin.
We're doing a live show. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Should have said that up top. Yeah. But anyway, what's that? Whatever.
Yeah, don't plug the rest of your stuff. Sorry.
Yeah, patreon.com/whataboutrob at whataboutrobbie on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you.
All right, and you can catch me interrupting Mike Racine on June the 2nd at the Charlotte Comedy Zone. Still going to plug that date. I'll be featuring out there. Still working on something. Good nights maybe for the 6th. I'll still probably be hanging out there, but just doing a little couple spots in North Carolina. Come to our live show. And on April 5th, we're also doing a show, too, at the – we're doing the Cigarette Club show for Lou.
Oh, no, I had to drop out of that.
You had to drop out of that?
Yeah, I forgot. I'm going to be in Boston.
Oh, you're
going to
be in Boston. That sucks. All right, well, what venue is that at?
What's that?
Is it Littlefield?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, so, go see that. Go see – Lauren's great.
Lauren's great.
And Wolfgang's great. And that's a cool show. So, yeah,
I'm all right. Robbie's great.
I'll be seeing
see
the Celtics game that day, though.
Plug your Boston dates.
Boston Comedy Club on the 6th and 7th, and also the Mendoza Line that Saturday. And, you know, maybe some other stuff. Just follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
And Scott, what do you have to plug?
Scott Hall Stand Up, Grove34.com. I'm on the road a bunch in the April, but they're all like Ron.
Do you have anything
Aaron
here
Bargates.
Where you'll be hosting?
Dude, reference.
No, not on the...
If you're in New York, come to Grove 34.
Oh, I'll do fucking runs. Yeah.
He does
Joe stuff too. I know.
I think I'm in like Minnesota.
Joe List.
Joe Gourmaniac. Yeah.
Gourmaniac.
Oh yeah, he's cool. Yeah.
All right. Yep. Check out Joe. All right. Bye everybody.